Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for another dynamic off-the-chain show featuring the one and only, the pastor's ex-wife, Lynn Littlejohn. Let's go. Showcasing her sexy dances, she is hot as fire. She's bold and she's courageous. She'll dazzle you with her charisma. Having been viewed over 5 million times all over the internet, Lynn has been featured on the popular World Star Hip Hop, Media Takeout, and Bossip, to name but a few. Lynn's determination to be lively is a way of life for her. However, she is also a believer of the spiritual side. Her thought-provoking comments will invite you to a world you never imagined. Be sure to join Lynn's Facebook page at Lynn Littlejohn, subscribe to her YouTube channel at The Pastor's Ex-Wife, and visit her website at thepastorsexwife.org. You may also call into the show at 347-205-9366 or register and join the chat room for live interaction. Now, welcoming the host of the show, here's the pastor's ex-wife, Lynn Littlejohn.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Lynn Littlejohn. I'm the one and only pastor's ex-wife. I'm so glad you tuned in. I was, and I know many of y'all have saw it, the situation with Beyonce and Jay-Z and Solange. And I was looking at the video, and, you know, I have to say that I commend Beyonce for just trying to remain as calm and actually remaining as calm as she did. I know that she probably was fuming, but she held it down, because if she would not have, we would have gotten to see her in a manner that she probably would later regret. I mean, really, it's not any of anybody's business. You know, the things that you go through, you know, how you respond to the things that you go through, because you can best for damn sure you do and you are going to go through things. Because we're all in this thing called life. I, you know, don't know Jay-Z, but he didn't go ham on her, and I'm glad for that. And I guess after this many years in the public eye, you just know that you just got to hold it down. It kind of reminded me of Chris Brown and Rihanna on their way to a big event and get into a fucking fight over a text message from some chick. Boo. Wait till the program or the event is over. That text message is not that serious. I know that what I'm saying is easier said than done, but hindsight is 20/20. I can say that I've never acted out in public. I've never went hood. I've never act ratchet. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give people the satisfaction. No, I'm just not going to do that. You have to learn that if you have a dispute, an argument, whatever, you have things going on, just realize, hey, whatever you beefing about, you could do that later. Just handle your shit, you know, first. Important engagement, handle that first. You got an event you've been planning on going to or fulfilling or whatever. You're getting mad as hell. You're ready to fight. Handle the event first. I mean, really. Because if they would have just waited, Chris and Rihanna, they would have just waited and handled that fault afterwards, you know. No, I'm not condoning fighting, but anyway, fault afterwards, because look what happened. Later on down the line, they're talking. Even though they didn't ultimately end up together, they ended up talking. So what does that mean? The whole stuff all out in public wasn't even necessary. So anyway, And then Beyonce and them, they come along with, or whoever did, come along with some story or something as to why Solange was as upset as she was. But, you know, I will imagine it had something to do with, anyway, never speculations. And unless you don't know, I guess might as well just be quiet. So I'm going to leave that alone. It was just crazy. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're back. I just wanted to say that my show last week was primarily about sex. And if you've been following Lynn Littlejohn, the pastor's ex-wife, and following my story, you are familiar with the fact that I'm experiencing, I should say, a sexual awakening. And it's so fascinating to me. It's so exciting to me. And but last week's show, I really enjoyed making that broadcast because, I don't know, for some reason, I could really articulate experiences. I could articulate how it makes me feel.
She said, I don't want a model. I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto. Oh, I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true. She said, I just want someone to smoke with me, babe. And lay with me, babe. And laugh with me, babe. I just want the simple things to smoke with me, babe. And laugh with me, baby. Lay with me, babe. Cause I just want the simple thing. And I just want you. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I want you. Oh yeah. Oh, I said, now I don't need a model. No, I don't need a debutante. Just be a tough act to follow. You know, a brave spirit with a wild heart, alright. I said I just want someone real, someone true. I said I just want someone now. Smoke with me, baby. Lay with me, baby. Lie with me, baby. I just want a simple thing. Smoke with me, baby. Lay with me, baby.
We're back. I was driving down the street when I heard this particular song we just listened to, Miguel, Simple Things. And it was the words that it resonated with to my core, you know, spoke with me, baby, lay with me, baby. I just want the simple things. I just want you. I'm trying to see if I'm going to sing on. But, yeah, the words. I don't want a model. I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto. I just want you with my heart. Yeah.
someone new, someone true. I just want me, you, more with me, you know. Anyway, just listening to the lyrics, you know, it put my mind in, you know, that's all I want. I want to chill, if you would. I want to live my life calm. I want to, you know, as I posted, my circle is small. Just need a word. You know, let's hang out together, you know. I will never be a burden to anyone. I will never be a dependent to anyone. So I just want to move when I want to move. I want to do what I want to do. If I want to walk around the house butt ass naked, I do that. I want to get in the car and take a trip. I want to be able to do that. And so that's the reason why those lyrics just kind of done something for me. It kind of, you know, it just put me there. What I come to realize, and you know, I'm going to be 53, and so I've been around a little bit, and what I come to realize about relationships is that, you know, you don't mean to do it, you really don't, but after you've been in a relationship a while, you tend to treat the other one like their property, and you ownership, you know. And it just gets mundane, and then before you know it, all of what you're doing is to simply, quote unquote, either make the other one happy or to keep the other one happy. And to me, that's just not living. To take all of your energy to make someone happy, to make you want to live with them, to make them to where they want to live with you, rather, to make it to where they want to be with you, to make it to where they want to wake up to you and go to sleep to you. It becomes a chore after a while, you know. And it's funny how that. And it is true, you know, married people seem to want to be single. And single folks always trying to act like their life ambition is to get married. I've been there. And then when you achieve either or, then you're complaining. So you have to just sit down and inhale and exhale. And just think about it. Think about what you have. Think about what you're in. Think about and realize that if you're in a relationship and you're getting ready to nullify, get out of that relationship, baby, just realize that when you get into another relationship, it's a matter of time, then, you know, shit go hit the ceiling too. Am I trying to speak against relationship? Absolutely not. But you have to have a clear mind when you're in one. You as an individual, when you go into your relationship, maybe try this. Maybe not say, what is that other person going to do to make me happy or to bring happiness into my life, but rather to think about what I'm going to bring to that other person's life. And then maybe we want to, like, try to keep it focused that way. And I don't know, hopefully I didn't just, you know, contradict myself, because you got to have your mind have to be right when it comes down to relationships. So let me just try that again. When you get into a relationship, try not to let it be where the other person, and you know it, that all they're doing is trying to make you happy. It shouldn't be that way. Be happy in your own right. Be happy with yourself. And then realize when you get together, that's what you're getting together for, is to continue that happiness, if you would. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. There is not a person on the face of this earth that can be all things to you, everything to you. Do what you want them to do. Say what you want them to say. Respond like you want them to respond. Notice the things that you feel they should notice. There's not a person that could fit those shoes. Oh, Lord. You have people nullifying relationships over things that were really impossible to achieve. I mean, really? So yeah, I look back over my shoulder and I say that I could square my shoulders back because, oh, you really, what is that? All you really responsible for doing is to do your best. And so I did. I was the best wife. I was the best mother that I could be. I was the best first lady that I could be, best employee that I could be, sister, aunt, cousin, daughter, all of those positions that I've held in my life. I remember that I tried to be the best at it. And if you asked Lynn Littlejohn, I would say that yes, I was the best at it. But you know what? Where I am now, I've relinquished all positions. Uh-oh, I think I'm going to say that again. I've relinquished all positions. And now that's not technically speaking, but in any position that I hold, I do what I want to do based upon me solely, not, let me see, as a wife, I should be doing this, that, and the other in order to make an A in that position, or as a sister, I should be doing this, that, and the other in order for my siblings to think well of, or as a mom, I should be doing this, that, and the other in order for my kids to feel well, or as a, no, I'm not doing that no more. Tick tock. Life is short, and I just ain't got time for the bullshit. We be right back.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. Guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more,
such a heavy burden placed upon.
Yankee Stadium with Jay and Kanye.
I do. I just think that a lot of things are overrated. I really, really do. One of the things that I was thinking about is how that I've lived the majority of my life trying to steer people's thought patterns, and I want you to think this of me, and I want you to think that of me, and that shit gets tiresome. But that's what I did, and I've had one epiphany after the other. That is to say, a sudden realization. And one of the things that I came up with is that, you know, as humans, we kind of fall for things relatively easy, actually. And one of the things that I came up or grew up with was, somebody's watching your life, you know, you're going to be a hinder to somebody. The things that you do, you're going to cause someone to fall. You need to live your life to be a light to someone else, and somebody's watching you, and you're going to make somebody fall, and you need to live your life, you know, people. Okay. Oh, let me just say this. Who has time to be watching other people? I mean, literally, when I think of watching now, I'm thinking kind of like sitting on their front porch watching someone's life. And when they get in the car, you get in the car and you follow them. And you just watch their lives. Makes no sense, huh? That's because it's overrated. Because the fact of the matter is that no matter what you see a person do, that's not the synopsis of that person. That doesn't define everything about that person. That's not all-inclusive. What you see a person do is what you see them do right then and there for that moment. For example, you may run upon someone and they are having a bad day, but you happen to run upon them, they are screaming, or they are yelling at other people, or they are maybe threw something down on the ground, or maybe sped off in the car, or maybe said a bleep, 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 you mother what? And then, you know, that's what you saw, and that's what you remember. And then I guess you take that and say, well, that really hurt me when I saw this person do this, that, and the other, because I'm watching that person's life, and oh my, they cursed. Oh my, I saw her in a bikini. Oh my, that really has effed up my mind. But you just saw them at that moment. You didn't see them at the other moment when they were feeding the homeless, helping people, paying someone's bill, giving someone a ride, being nice to their family, loving their... What? You didn't see all of that. So, yeah, that somebody's watching you is overrated. I will tell you in a minute, don't watch me. Don't watch me, because Lynn, listen to all I'm doing is living. Don't watch me. Honey, baby, because I ain't got nothing for you. I wish I could make that sound. Ching, ching. Or. Well, let me see. How do I clock out? Oh, I'm just hitting the computer. All right. That's me clocking out. Closing out my codes. Logging out of the system. Yeah, I've clocked out of that bullshit. I've clocked out of the bullshit. I put my time in, and I've clocked out of that, all right? And, yeah, I think that, you know, we use these terms, fake and hypocrite and you know, a person being real or keeping it a dollar or a person being 100 and all of that. Well, I think that where I am right now, yeah, I'm keeping it a dollar, because what you see is what you get, baby. Yeah, no fakery here. No trying to be something that I'm not. I'm just me, Lynn Littlejohn.
Why in the world?
Hey, I'm back. Thank y'all for hanging with me today. I was reading, again, I'm just in this vein about relationships. And so I ran across this article about this billionaire. What is his name? Dmitry Ryabalovsky of Russia. He's the owner of the football club, AS Monaco, and he made his original fortune in potash mining. But his divorce from his wife, Elena, they're both 47 years old, but is said to be one of the most expensive in history, with her being awarded $4.5 billion and millions more in property. Oh, yeah. It says a Swiss court has ordered a Russian billionaire to pay more than $4.5 billion to his ex-wife in what could become the biggest divorce settlement in history. Papers were delivered Monday to both parties. The Geneva Tribunal of First Instance said Dmitry, an owner of the French soccer club AS Monaco, must pay $4,020,555,987.80 Swiss francs, which equates to $4,509,375,184.80 to his wife, Elena. And again, they're both 47 years old. The judgment also granted Elena property worth $130.5 million, which equates to $146 million in our money. The couple owned two swanky chalets. It awarded his ex-wife two other pieces of real estate in the ultra-wealthy area of Geneva known as Coligny, where the couple once lived together, but listed no value for either of those addresses. And it is confirmed that her custody of their 13-year-old daughter, Anna, the couple has an adult daughter, Ekaterina. Yeah, her lawyer called it one of the most expensive divorces in history. Unheard amount of money. But anyway, of course, he's going to try to appeal it. But, you know, when I read that, and I've been hearing a lot about other divorces, you know, again, as I said earlier, married folk want to be single. Single folk want to be married. Broke folk said if I was only rich. Rich folk says money ain't all that. Well, I mean, you know, it's true. Money don't keep a couple together. We see that. Some of the most prominent people, they got a whole lot of money, don't stay together. And so what am I saying? You got rich folk and poor folk getting a divorce. You got church folk, non-believers getting a divorce. You got ugly folk, cute folk getting a divorce. Humanity, we're all fucked up. So, hey, nobody knows a win-win with regard to relationships.
You were my sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I'm still not broken. This is no good.
much like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
All of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've picked on Steven, you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say it.
That you did.
I already know.
Now there's just no chance.
You and me.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges will burn. Now it's your turn.
Your turn.
To cry.
Tell me a reason. Go on and just.
Tell me a reason.
Go on and just.
Tell me a reason.
Baby, go on and just.
Tell me a reason.
Everybody wish they had or the way that some people talk about certain subject matters, you would think that they are on the market on that particular subject, but really none of us know. We don't know. You know, there's not a blueprint to be successful really in no arena. You kind of feel your way. Now, I'm not saying that you don't listen to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you would like to believe that you know what you're talking about, but, you know, none of us really know. Oh, so yeah, people are getting divorces. You have the rich people, the poor people, like I said, you know, people that are in the church, people that are not in the church. They're getting divorces. I mean, really, the bottom line is that people do change. I remember being on the broadcast last week with the cool critics, and one of the things that I asked while talking about relationships, I'm like, have you seen the movie The War of the Roses? And I've seen that movie a few times, but it came to a point where they were sitting across the table from each other, you know, and they were a well-to-do couple. I mean, my God, they had a big old, great big house. I call it a mansion in comparison to what I have. I mean, you know, 3,000 square feet. Well, almost 3,000 square feet is not much, but most people have like 1,600 square feet, maybe 2,200 square feet, somewhere in there. But, you know, we're talking 6,000 and 7,000 square feet homes. You know, I call those mansions. But anyway, they were sitting across from each other, and she looked at him and she said, "I don't like the way you chew. I don't like the way you snore. I I don't like the way you walk. I don't like the way that you talk. And he just kind of looked at her like with a surprise, with a blank stare. And it's almost, I can imagine the thoughts that went through his head. How could you as a female not be, you know, happy? I mean, I'm making all of this money. Look what we've done. But they just grew tired of each other. Don't look at me. Well, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Well, wait a minute. Don't, I can see you through the radio. What? They just grew tired of each other. I mean, really, change. When you're born into this world and the food that you start eating, you don't keep eating the same food until you leave this earth. Not possible. When you get out of kindergarten and get ready to go to the first grade, you don't, you know, graduate and that's it, and you don't get any more education, and all of the knowledge that you learned in kindergarten, that's going to be enough to take you through the rest of this, your life. No, it doesn't work that way. I mean, come on. So, yeah, if we want to be truthful about it, people do change. And change is okay. And if somebody asks the question, well, what are you saying, Lynn, Little John? It sounds like you are condoning divorce. I'm not. You said that. I'm not condoning divorce, but I said it before. I will say it again. Is that I personally feel, and let me magnify that. Let me screenshot it, you know. It's my POV that you could, it's not possible to stay sexually attracted to the same person henceforth, now and forever. And that's an impossibility. So, yeah, that leads me to question the things that we've been taught. Absolutely, it does. That leads me to question, once again, the B-I-B-L-E. I mean, you could look at me in that tone of voice all you want to, but word out on the street that the actual book that I, Lynn Littlejohn, grew up with, only been around 400 years. So this world has been around thousands and thousands of thousands of years. I know you don't want to talk about it, but it is what it is. And so there is a high possibility that it was put together for the purpose of controlling people's lives. You know, I don't know, maybe a group of men put it together, you know, with centralized around their relationships. You cannot get a divorce. And if you do, you better go back to all that old, you know. It makes no sense. Humans were not made that way. But anyway, look around you. That's all you have to do. Look around you. So what? Are you saying that people that stay together 50 and 60 and 70 years, that they are not aroused by each other, they're not sexually attracted by each other? Is that what you're saying? Yes. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, sometimes people just make an informed decision that they're going to stay together, and that's fine. But, no, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, don't get it twisted. You can stay in love with a person henceforth, now and forever. Absolutely, yeah, you can stay in love with a person. And maybe that will be the conduit that keeps you together. But truth be told, I'm speaking from my POV, which stands for point of view, that it is an impossibility. The world that we live in, you know, we got folk looking all side-eyed at folk that get divorced and look at them like they have failed some what. They haven't failed. That sometimes that's the best thing that they can do is to get up out of that. You know, there's going to come a time where these things is not even going to be an issue. There's going to come a time where this is going to be so yesterday, simply because every 100 years there is what is called a paradigm. The paradigm is a shifting. There will be a shifting that goes on. People are not going to think the way that they think and are thinking nowadays with regard to a lot of things, with regard to religion, with regard to salvation, with regard to God, with regard to marriage. It's going to be a shifting that's going to go on. People are going to get wiser, if you would, in certain arenas. I believe that is destined, and we should. I believe that, yes, we should live life calm. I believe that it should be fun. I believe that it is your birthright to enjoy your life. An element of your life needs to be full of joy. I don't believe that it is designed for us to be born and then our lives to be chaotic and all that we do is try to please another person. I just don't believe that it's designed that way. So where Lynn Littlejohn is concerned, yeah, she's her mind. I'm not bragging. I don't really have anything to brag on. It's really about time. But guess what? I changed my mind. I'll see you next week, same place, same time. Stay tuned. The Cool Critics is coming up, and yes, I am a part of the crew.
I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
Let's trouble all in the house. Time to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talk about you be reppin' that third. Wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Store playing in a foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. Split your panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the boxer like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime. Said eat the cake, anime, I'm nice. We y'all reach these heights. You gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.